Weather conditions in the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable as we move forward through this next week. I do expect to see, though, a weekend storm system in the plains work its way through the region, possibly producing widespread snow and rain across parts of the region, and that will likely have an impact on slowing travel across the region and putting some additional moisture in the soil. Some areas in the western Corn Belt would benefit greatly from precipitation. Those areas have been drier biased for many weeks, and the moisture in the soil is below average. Most of the precipitation that comes out across the region is going to be a bit focused on the lower parts of the Midwest, but still most areas will see at least some precipitation as we move forward through this next week. The majority of the bigger precipitation amounts are going to be focused on the latter half of the weekend and on into the first half of next week. During that time period, we'll look for a large low-pressure center to come into the region from the southwest. This storm system will produce a widespread precipitation Friday and Saturday in hard red winter wheat country with significant snow in the central plains and significant rain in Texas and Oklahoma. The system will spread its moisture into Iowa, Missouri, and portions of Kansas as we get into late Saturday evening and will continue Sunday. And on Monday of next week, the precipitation will be widespread in the eastern portions of the Midwest. The snow will likely accumulate several inches across the northern half to two-thirds of the region, while rain will fall in the southeast, and we'll expect moisture totals to run anywhere from a couple of tenths of an inch upwards to maybe three-quarters of an inch, and there'll be some localized amounts over an inch in the rainier areas of the southeast. That storm system will be preceded by a weaker weather disturbance that'll move across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go through this next couple of days. This storm system will likely begin to impact the region as we move forward through tomorrow afternoon and continuing into Thursday. The storm system will produce widespread snow across the Great Lakes region with a little wintry mix of precipitation types occurring to the south. The system will be followed by a short bout of cooling and then a big warm-up occurring ahead of the larger storm system we mentioned before as we get into the weekend. The temperatures across the area are going to be a bit on the warm side in the southwestern part of the Midwest, but the northeastern areas will be under the influence of that big nor'easter that's tearing up New England today. That storm system is producing some impressive snows and some blizzard conditions that are horrific in that area of New England, and we'll look for that storm system to continue as we go through the day today. Temperatures across the northern and eastern Midwest will be confined to the 20s and 30s today in response to that storm. We'll look for highs in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, though, being in the 40s and 50s with some temperatures over 60 degrees in eastern Kansas and portions of eastern Nebraska. Tomorrow's high temperatures will be in the 30s across the northern and eastern Midwest, a couple of upper 20s maybe lingering in Ohio. We'll look for temperatures in the 60s and perhaps some 70s in Kansas and western portions of Missouri and some areas in southeastern Nebraska. The heat will be pushed back into the southern states after that. We'll look for cooler air pushing back across the Midwest as we move into the Friday through Sunday period. Temperatures will be back into the teens and 20s across northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and some 40s occur in the south. The low temperatures over these next few nights are expected to stay mostly warmer than normal in the southwestern part of the Midwest and near to slightly cooler than usual in other areas. Lows tomorrow morning and on Thursday morning are expected to be mostly running in the teens and 20s across some of the eastern portions of the Midwest and also in the far northwest. We'll look for 30s and some lower 40s in the southern portions of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.